On Thursday, the High Court overturned a bankruptcy settlement with the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma. That agreement would have directed billions towards fighting opioid addiction. The Supreme Court on Thursday also paused the EPA's good neighbor rule, meant to keep smokestack emissions from polluting communities downwind. Elliot Minsberg is senior counsel at People for the American Way, a Washington-based progressive think tank.
It's generally true that this court, even before some of the Trump justices joined, has been very much opposed to actions by federal agencies to help protect health and safety and consumer welfare.
The conservative majority on the court also ruled on Thursday that the Securities and Exchange Commission can no longer use in-house proceedings to deal with some civil fraud complaints. That would instead go to a jury trial. The Supreme Court has also yet to rule on whether a president has immunity from prosecution in two criminal cases that stem from President Trump's attempts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. People for the American Way's Elliot Minsberg says no matter how the court rules in that case, Trump is likely to benefit from the court's delays in hearing it.
It would be extremely difficult, if not impossible, for the judge in the case to get that ready to go to trial and reach a verdict before November's election. And that's what Trump wanted the most, not to have that staring him in the face before the election. That, I think, is a bad thing, and I attribute to tactics by some of the right-wing justices on the court to slow things down.
In a case watched closely by Democrats and reproductive rights advocates, the court recently rejected a challenge to the FDA's approval of the abortion drug mifepristone by ruling that the plaintiff didn't have legal standing to challenge it. People for the American Way's Elliot Ginsberg says that by kicking that down the road, Republicans are given some political cover ahead of the election.
The Supreme Court is not yet willing to go quite as far to take away abortion rights as the far right wants to do, but it's willing to consider that, and all it's done so far is essentially kick the can down the road. It did not accept the view that the abortion pill should be banned, but basically said that the right-wing group that filed the lawsuit didn't have the right to file the lawsuit. Clearly another one could.
In another reproductive case, the court also ruled this week that emergency abortions to save the life of the patient are still legal in the state of Idaho. Meanwhile, the court is also set to rule on the so-called Chevron deference case. That's a challenge to a 40-year-old ruling that said that courts can defer to a federal environmental agency's expertise on regulating polluting companies. Elliot Minsberg said that decision could be a bellwether for the types of decisions that could come if Trump wins and is able to appoint even more Supreme Court justices.
It's quite possible there will be vacancies on the court in the next 4 years, and whether those vacancies are filled by a President Biden who seeks fair-minded justices or by a President Trump who seeks more of the kind we've seen so far and maybe even worse, will make all the difference to people's rights.
For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.